Today's daf is Yud Chet. We're going to start at the very bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Bet, two lines from the bottom, Amar Mar. Yachol Af Kol HaKodeshim Ken. Okay, if you remember, we saw it yesterday, Abraita, where we darshaned the source for the fact that the Vlad and a Tmura of a korban shlamim are going to be sacrificed like a shlamim, and we saw one source that learned it out from zachar and nekeva, and then im zachar im nekeva was about a balmum. It was a vlad or a tamura, and according to the second source, it was from the words rakodashecha ashayulacha, and then it went through to darshan all those things to say that in the end, Rabbi Yishmael said rak means only the following, only Ola and Shlamim, which get sacrificed, the Vlad and the Tmura get sacrificed in the same way as the Ola and the Shlamim themselves. According to Rabbi Akiva, no, you don't need that pasuk to limit it because Asham, who already excluded Asham from the picture. Okay, so today we're going to go through that part of the drasha. Amarmar, Yachol Af Kol HaKodeshim Ken, Tamud Lamar, Ra Kodeshecha. You might have thought this was true for all korbanot, that the Vlad and the Tmura will be sacrificed as the original korban. Therefore, it says, Ra Kodeshecha, to teach us just Ola and Shlamim. So now the Gemara asks, Vlad Deman, a Vlad of what korban are we trying to exclude? Ida Ola, if you want to say it's Ola, Zacharu. Okay, it's certainly that maybe the Vlad of an Ola is excluded, because the Tmura of an Ola we saw, but maybe the Vlad of an Ola is excluded. We say, oh no, that's an Ola is Zacharhu and the Lav Barolidehu. Couldn't possibly have offspring. V'idechatat gemira la delimita kaime. One of the five chataot metod is a chatat, a Tmura, and a Vlad. So we already learned that it can't be the Tmura or Vlad because that's going to go limita and it therefore isn't going to be sacrificed. Ida Asham, what about Asham? Gemirala de la Riazla, we already learned that it's left to graze. And again, it's not sacrificed. How do we know this? De kol shebachatat metab Asham ro'eh, because we learned that any time a chatat is meta, all those cases, in the parallel case by an Asham, it will be left to graze. So what's the answer? So we basically have eliminated all options. Lo'olam bechatat. V'hilchata gemirala lemita ukra lemi'ute lahakrava. So now they suggest maybe it really is talking about a chatat, and we have a lecha l'moshe m'Sinai, a masorah passed down, very old masorah, that it's supposed to die, but the pasuk comes to the me'ute l'hakrava to say it can't be sacrificed. As the lecha l'moshe m'Sinai is not sufficient. Now they say, what kind of crazy havamin is that? V'habahatalya, one is dependent on the other. If it goes l'mita, then obviously it's not sacrificed. Kevanda l'mita asla, since it's going to be killed, mimela lo karva, obviously it's not going to end up being sacrificed. Ela, so it can't be that. El halchata lechatat. The halacha Moshe Mishina is about the chatat. We already know it. Ukra lemiute tmurat asham. So then we go back and suggest maybe it's coming to exclude the tmura of an asham. Substitution of an asham that would not be sacrificed. That's what rako deshecha, only the shlamim and the tmura of an ola, but not the asham. So now they say, wait, didn't we just say Hanami Hilchata Gemirala? We already learned that. The Kol Shabbat, right? It's also Alech Lamosh Misinai. That any case where the Chatat's Meita, the Asham is Ro'eh. Da'amre, Kol Shabbatat Meita, Basham Ro'eh. Ela, Kham Ebaile, what's the pasuk needed for? Di Avar Umakriv Kai Ba'aseh. That if you do it anyway, you're going to be over on a Mitzvah Aseh. Mitzvah Aseh is Rakod Ashecha, only Shlamim, and Ola, and not Asham. Rabbi Akiva Omeri no tzarich. So Rabbi Akiva says you don't need the drasha of rakodeshecha because hu kare ve'en k'mura tokreva. We already learned it from an Asham that only Asham and not its t'mura. Lama likra v'ha hilchata gemirale. But then again, why do we have a pasuk? Don't we learn this halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Didn't we just say why does Rabbi Akiva bring a pasuk for Asham? Don't we already know this halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that any time again a tmura and a vlad, which by the chatat is meta, by the others it would be left to graze. So the answer in achinami, you're right, it's true. You don't really need the pasuk. So why did Rabbi Akiva bring the pasuk? Elakra lamali mibayle lechidur avhuna de amr avhuna asham shenitak l'riya v'shachato stam kasher l'shem ola nitak in lo nitak lo. So it's to support the statement of Rav Huna. The pasuk is coming to explain the following. Rav Huna says, if you have an asham that's supposed to be left to graze, and instead of leaving it to graze, you shechted it. If you did it stam, it's going to be kasher l'shem ola. So now what do we assume from this? Since it was an asham shenitak l'riyah, since it was left to graze, and what are you supposed to do with an asham that's left to graze? You're supposed to leave it till it gets a mum. Then you sell it once it gets a mum. With that money, you're supposed to buy an ola. So if and you didn't leave it to graze, but you shechted it, and you didn't say specifically what you were shechting it for, it's going to be kasher for an ola. It can be used as an ola sacrifice. So now, what does that seem to imply? Nitak in only if it was left to graze, and then it was going to turn into an ola anyway. But lo nitak lo. But if it wasn't nitak, then shachato stam, it's going to be kasher l'shem asham. Why? My taima hu b'havayato yehei. Because it says asham hu, it means it stays as an asham and doesn't change its status. In that case, actually, I want to correct what I said. In that case, it's you sacrifice as an asham, and then we're going to say it's actually pasul because it was an asham that couldn't be used as an asham, and therefore, right, it was left to graze because for whatever reason, right, let's say it got lost, and then you found another animal, and you sacrificed that other animal instead, and now you end up with finding the original animal, so it has to be left to graze. So again, if it was left to graze and you shechted it, it would be kasher l'shem ola. But if you didn't leave it to graze, so the issue here about the nitak l'riyah means that if it was left to graze, meaning it was already given to the ro'eh, if it wasn't yet given to the ro'eh, then it would still be having the name of an asham on it, but it can't be used as an asham because it was already pasul for an asham, so it wouldn't actually be able to be sacrificed as anything. Whereas once it was already given to the shepherd to be left to graze, then already at that point, we can already call it an ola. So if they were to shecht it stam, even though its value is supposed to be an ola and it wasn't actually supposed to be shechted for an ola, but if you did it anyway, it would count for an ola. So that's the din that we learn from the word hu b'havayatohe. Ulahai tana dekayalef mehane kra. Now we're going to go back. And we started with yesterday that there were two ways of darshaning the same halacha. There was either from zachari nekeva or im zachari nekeva about the vlad and the tmura and a balmum the balmum vlad or a balmum that you did a tmuran. So that pasuk was teaching you that the vlad of a shlemim is going to be sacrificed as a shlemim. But the other drasha was you learned that from Rako Dashecha and Asher Yulecha, and then it was Vasita Olotecha, and then Vadam Svachecha Yishafech, that taught you that the Tmura and Vlad of Ashlamim would be sacrificed as Ashlamim. So now they're asking on the second Braita, Ulahai Tana de Kayalef Mehani Krai, typically means Zacharu Nekeva. Why didn't they learn from the Zacharu Nekeva Pasuk? So they say, Ahuma Baile Levla Bale Mumim, Lutmura Bale Mumim. Dafka, they use Zachari Nekeva to teach about the Baalei Mumim, but not about the Vlad of a Shlamim and the Vlad of a Tmura, that they're Nikrav Shlamim. So then they say, so why don't they learn from Zachari Nekeva? So we said, because they need that for the Vlad Baalei Mumim and the Tmura Baalei Mumim. But the person who darshan from Zachari Nekeva said that they learn it from Im. So then they say, typically, me kulhu mehai kra. Why don't they learn everything from that one pasuk, part from Zachar Nekeva, part from Im Zachar Im Nekeva, and then you can actually learn everything. So they answer, Im lo mashmalei. No, they don't darshan Im, and that's why. Ulahai tana denafkale mi Zachar Im Nekeva. So the one who learns from the Zachar Nekeva, Im Zachar Im Nekeva, Tisa ubata ma avidle. So what does he do with those words, Tisa ubata, in the pasukim that the other Braita darshaned? To teach you, afilu mimer ayu ulishnachrina mimor gaihu. Okay, it's to teach you that you have to bring the animals when you, okay, those psukim we're talking about when you go to the Beit HaMikdash to bring your sacrifices. So they say you have to, if you make a promise to the Beit HaMikdash and it's a chag and you're going anyway to the Beit HaMikdash, so you have to bring, even from the animals that you have grazing, you have to bring your kodashim and pay up your dues. And the other opinion says it's mimorgayu from the morigim, which were specific implements that they would use to thresh the animals in the tefuah. So meaning even if you're actually in the middle of using your animals, but you start going to the Beit HaMikdash or someone's using your animals, then you have to take them even off of the morgayu, and you have to take it off and bring them to the Beit HaMikdash, because if you make a commitment, you have to keep to it and do it in a timely fashion.
New Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vlad Shlamim lo yikarev Shlamim. The Chachamim Omerim yikrav. Okay, so now we get to a Vlad Shlamim. This actually, Chachamim's opinion is a repeat from our previous Mishnah. And here we now see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Vlad Shlamim is not sacrificed as a Shlamim. Rabbi Shimon, Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechleku ela al Vlad Vlad Shlamim va'al Vlad Vlad Tmura, shelo yikrav. They weren't disagreeing about the Vlad Vlad Shlamim and a Vlad Vlad Tmura. Amar nechleku ala Vlad. Okay, their disagreement was not about the second generation, the Vlad of a Vlad of a Shlamim. Okay, it's actually the third generation. There's the Shlamim, there's the Vlad, and then there's the Vlad Vlad. Or on the Vlad Vlad of a Tmura. That for sure, okay, now that for sure they all agree. Now we don't know exactly what they all agree about. We're going to have a machloket in the Mishnah about it. But Amar nechleku ala Vlad. They specifically were only cholek on the first offspring. Rabbi Lezer Omer lo yikrav, v'chachamim omrim yikrav. He'id Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Papayas al Vlad Shlamim, sheyikrav Shlamim. He testified specifically about a Vlad Shlamim that was sacrificed as a Shlamim. Amar Rabbi Papayas, ani me'id shaita lanu para shel zivchei Shlamim. We had a specific case about a para from a Shlamim. V'achalnua b'Pesach, okay, and they ate it on Pesach. V'achalnu v'lada shlamim b'chag. And then they ate the vlad of that same sacrifice on the chag. Now, chag generally means Sukkot. We're going to talk about this in the Gemara. What exactly does chag mean here? Does it really mean Sukkot? If so, it seems like a long time to have waited to sacrifice it. Okay. But before we get to that, we're going to go back now. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My time unto Rabbi Eliezer. Why does he hold that vlad shlamim lo yikav shlamim? Amar kra v'im zevach shlamim korbano. V'im v'lo vlad. Okay, v'im, why does it say v'im zevach shlamim korbano when you're talking about a korban shlamim? To teach you only a korban shlamim, but not the vlad of a korban shlamim. Amar le Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba le Rabbi Ami. So now Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says to Rabbi Ami, it doesn't make any sense your drasha. Ela me'ata im al todaya krivenu hachanami de'im v'lo vlad. Then every time it says im, you're going to say im v'lo vlad. So im al todah should exclude a vlad. And if you really want to say that that's the case, Va'atanya, the Brita says, Vlada utmurata v'chilufehem minayin. And how do we know that the Vlad and the Tmura and the Chilufeha is an animal that was separated in place of one that got lost? How do we know about all those that they get sacrificed also? Talmud Lamar, Im Al Todah, Mikol Makom. Im Al Todah comes to include all these other cases, and including the Vlad and the Tmura. So how can you say the Ve'im by the Zevach Shlamim comes to teach you not the Vlad? My Taima, so what's the reason? El Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now he's going to give a different explanation. Instead of the one that Rabbi Ami said, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba is going to say the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hainu Taima B'tu Rabbi Eliezer, Gzeira Shema Yigadel Mehem Adarim Adarim. We're concerned that you're going to grow a lot of flock, a lot of animals here. Now, what's the concern? We think that what are you going to do? You're going to create, instead of sacrificing this animal right now, this pregnant animal, now, if you don't sacrifice it, so the Vlad's going to be Kadosh, what's it going to help you? But theoretically, what you could do is, if the Vlad's Kadosh, you'll end up having, if you wait till it has a lot more offspring, then you can take all the offspring and you can sell them to people who need Korbanot Shlamim. So it's true, you're going to probably get a lower price for them, but still, you'll be able to sell them. So, in order to avoid, if we say the Vlad Shlamim is Nikrav Shlamim, then people will end up waiting around with these animals. Now, in a minute, we'll see what the problem with waiting around. But waiting around with all these animals in order that they end up with lots more offspring, and then all that offspring they can sell to somebody else. So now, what's the problem? Number one, there's a concern because it's Asur B'Gizav HaAvoda. We discussed that the other day. And therefore, we're concerned that people will leave it over and they'll end up accidentally shearing or working the animals if you leave it for a long time. And the other problem is that there's two different reasons that people give. Another answer is that you're supposed to sacrifice this Vlad Shlamim, and therefore you're over on the Isra of Lo Ta'achir. When you make a commitment to the Mikdash, you can't delay paying it up, and you're actually, it's not the Vlad, it's the Shlamim itself. You committed to bring a Korban Shlamim, and now you're not allowed to delay paying it. Okay? So, that's Rabbi Eliezer's answer. We're going to have to see why Tanakama isn't Right? Tanakhama obviously doesn't seem to be concerned about this gzera, although we'll see, maybe they are somewhat concerned with it, and just not in all cases. Ibailu. So now they ask a question. Hechitani lo nichleku shelo yikrovu. Ella, hechitani lo nichleku shelo yikrovu. Ella yikrovu. Okay? What does it mean? It means when we said lo nichleku, they don't disagree that they don't, right? With the case, let's just read Rabbi Shimon said, lo nichleku avlad vlad shlamim, vavlad vlad tmura. They don't disagree about it, that it doesn't get sacrificed. So what does that mean? Does it mean ela yikrivu? So then everyone agrees you can actually sacrifice them. And Rabbi Lezer is not concerned about the gzera. Udilma lo nechlekushi yikrivu, ela lo yikrivu. Maybe it means they don't disagree that they do get sacrificed, meaning they don't get sacrificed. So which one is it? I'm a rabba. Mistabra, it seems to be lo nechlekusha lo yikrivu ela yikrivu. My time, akan lo palig Rabbi Lezer alei derabanan ela bivlad. Avav lav lad, akray ba'almahu. If you, the whole reason why Rabbi Lezer said it was mishum gzera, well, of leaving over till they have two generations of animals coming from it, a vlad and then another vlad, right? That would be that the vlad gave birth to another. That would have to take a while. That we're not worried that anyone's going to leave it that long. It's such a rare case. Since it's a rare case, we don't make zeras in rare cases. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, lo nechleku sheyikrevu, ela lo yikrevu. Actually, they both agree in the case of a Vlad, for sure you can't sacrifice it. Now, why would that be? My time, akan lo plige rabbanan alei de Rabbi Lezer ela bevlad. Aval Vlad, Vlad, bitof maaseh, ani keret machshavto de legadel kabayele. What does Rabbanan say? Dafka, in the case of a Vlad Vlad, if you've left your animal so long and it had more offspring and its offspring had offspring, that's a really long time, in which case it's obvious that the reason you left it was because you wanted to use it to sell to other people. So therefore, it's all the more so proof, and even in that case, Rabbanan would agree that yesh sibah l'gzor, that there's a reason to make a gzera, and they would forbid it. Okay, so two different ways of understanding what they both agree about. Do they both agree in a Vlad Vlad that it's okay, that you would sacrifice it, or do they both agree no way can you sacrifice it? Tani Rabbi Chiya l'Sira l'Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. So now we're going to have a source for a proof for the last opinion. Im kesev hu makriv. Okay, this is in the Korban Shlamim, Perek Gimel Pasuk Zayin of Vayikra. So a kesev is a young lamb. So it sounds like they're going to say from the word kesev we learn Vlad Rishon. First generation is karev. Vlad Shini eno karev. To teach you specifically the first generation is karev but not the second. Who, when it says who, in kesev hu makriv, what does that teach you? Hu karev ve'en Vlad kol hakodashim karev. That's to teach you only in the case of a shlamim is the Vlad karev but not in the case of other sacrifices as we saw before. Okay, but in any case, what do you see here? The Chachamim would say the Vlad Shini is Eino Karev. Okay, and that would support Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's opinion that he would think there's even a reason to be gozer in that case. Okay, Vlad Demai. Now we're going back to the end of that Braita, that Vlad, we just said a second ago, Ein Vlad Kol HaKodeshim Karev. So now again, we're going to have the same question as before. Vlad Demai. Which type of Vlad are we talking about here? Ida Ola V'Asham Scharim Hem V'lo Bnei Vlad Hem. It can't be Ola and Hashem. It's trying to exclude because those can only be brought with male animals. So for sure, they don't have any offspring ever. Ida chatat. If it's chatat, he'll chatat gemira le de lemita azla. We already know if it's a chatat, it goes lemita. So Amar Ravina, what's the answer? La tuye vladam useret. So it's to include, which to, it's to not include in this case, but to say not a vlad of a behemat maser. Okay, if you have the 10th animal and then you have a vlad, it has offspring. So that offspring is not sacrificed. So now they say, well, why do you need a special pasuk for that? Vlad ha-meuseret, lamalika, avara avara mi-bechor kagamarlei. We already learned it from Gzera Shava from Bechor. And since Bechor doesn't have its offspring sacrificed, how do we know that? Because Bechor is always male, it doesn't have offspring. Therefore, we already learned that why one says, by maaser, it says, kol sheyavor tachat hashevet. And by Bechor it says Va'avarta kol peter rechem. So it has the same shoresh. We have a gzera sheva from one to the other. So we should learn that from the gzera sheva we don't need a pasuk. So what are the answer? Isrich. No, you need a pasuk. Why? You might have thought you can't learn the gzera sheva to teach us this specific case about the vlad because there is no vlad by Bechor. So that's an efshar. You can't learn an efshar where it's possible, like maser, could be a tenth animal, could be female. You can't learn that from an efshar. And therefore, kamashan, on the pasuk specifically need to say, in kesef hu makriv, that it's only who and not the vlad that gets sacrificed. It's only the vlad of a shlemim that gets sacrificed, but not of any other animal. Not of any other sacrifice. Okay, which would then be coming to exclude Maser Behema. He'id Rabbi Yoshua v'Rabbi Papayas. Okay, then we have this case in the Mishnah, okay, where they said, okay, they kind of said two things. One is they were me'id al vlad shlamim shi'krav shlamim. Okay, and then Rabbi Papayas said that he testifies about a para. There was a case where they had a para, and then they ate the vlad on chag. So now they say, ul'rava da'amar kodashim kevan shavar lehem regel achad. Kol yom v'yom over alehem ba'aseh. So according to Rava, we're going to have a problem here because Rava says that any time you have a neder or a nedava, you have to bring it the first chag that comes. So now, every time, and in this case, what's the issue? They ended up with this vaj shlamim. They have to bring it by the next chag. Otherwise, they're going to be over on bal ta'achir. So they should have eaten it on Shavuot and not left it till Chag, which is generally the term used to explain to mean Sukkot. So Amar Rav Zvi Mishmei Derava Kigon Shayach Chole Ba'atzeret. Okay, it could be that the owner was sick. I'm sorry, the Vlad was sick on Atzeret on Shavuot, and therefore they were only able to bring it for the upcoming Chag. Okay, an animal that's sick can't be sacrificed on the Mizbech. And therefore, that would be the case here. And that would explain why they only sacrificed it on Chag. Rav Ashi Amar, my Chag Nami Dekatane, Chag Shavuot. When they said Chag, what they meant was Shavuot. It's true, the Chag is generally used to explain, to mean Sukkot. But it's definitely possible that Shavuot is also a Chag. It just meant the next Chag. Now, why didn't Rav Zvid say this? Idach, Kol Hecha Dekatane, Pesach, Tane Atzeret. Whenever they talk about Pesach, and Shavuot, they call Shavuot Atzeret because it's like the end. Ren Atzeret means the end. Just like Shmini Atzeret is the end of Sukkot. Shavuot is the end of Pesach. And therefore, it doesn't make any sense. The Chag would be Shavuot. And that's why he gave the different answer that the animal must have been sick. Now, according to both of these explanations, the Vlad should have been eaten on, should have been sacrificed, I'm sorry, on Shavuot. So now they say, Yihachi Maya Sadute. So now, what was Rav Papayas telling us? What was he trying to do by telling us that the vlad was eaten on Sukkot or on Shavuot, whatever it might be? So the answer is La Fuke Midi Rabbi Eliezer Damar Vlad Shlamim Leikav Shlamim Kamasid Hu Dekarev. Okay, so now what are they trying to say? That you might have thought. I'm sorry. There's nothing unique in what he's telling you about specifically that he's telling you which chag it was sacrificed. He's just trying to tell you that I'm testifying that not only is it true that we should do this, but I even saw people did this where they sacrificed the vlad as a korban shlamim. Okay, the vlad of a shlamim was sacrificed as a shlamim. Okay, new Mishnah. Vlad toda utmurata. We're basically moving along, right? Each sacrifice. We started with shlamim, now we're going to a toda. A toda is a type of shlamim. We're going to see a minor difference here. Vlad toda utmurata uvlad vladan ad sof kol adorot, just like the previous, right? The shlamim, like the fachot lefi chachamim, not Rabbi Eliezer. Hare elu kitoda. Okay, these are like a korban toda, meaning they get sacrificed like a korban toda. Ubavad she'en tu'unim lechem. Except different from a korban toda needs bread. There were all these breads they brought with it, the 40 loaves of bread. Those don't get brought with the tmura, okay, or the vlad. Okay, you just bring the animal. Minani mile, where do we learn this from? Detanu Rabbanan. Ma omer yakrivenu mafrish Torah toda v'avda v'yifrish acheret tachta v'nimtzet harishona v'reshtein omdot מנין שאיזה שירצה יקריב, ולחמה אימה, תמוד לומר, תודה יקריב. Okay, the pasuk is, ואם תודה יקריבנה. But now they're going to darshan specifically first the lashon of yakriv. Yakrivena is made up of two words, really. Yakriv, ota. Okay, so now, why does it say yakrivena? So why does it say yakriv? Yakriv is to tell you that if you lost your first korban toda, and then you brought another, and then you brought another one in place of it, and then you found the first one, so you could choose which one you want. That's what we learn from yakriv. Whichever one you want can be sacrificed with the breads. Talmud lamar, right? That's what we learn, toda yakriv. Yachote shnia tunanet lechem. So now, what about the second one that you left over, right? That ends up being this extra one. So now you might have thought that you'd have to sacrifice it with lechem. Talmud lamar yakrivenu. Therefore, it says yakrivenu, only it. What do we learn from yakrivenu? Echat velo shtayim. You only bring one with bread and not the other. Minayin lerabot vladot tmurot v'chalifot. How do you know that the vlad and the tmura and the chalifa also get sacrificed? Talmud lamar ve'im al todah. Right, we saw this already. That teaches you, right? Ve'im al todah teaches you that other things besides just the todah itself get sacrificed. Yechol yehutun olechem. You might have thought, well, then you're supposed to bring bread when you bring the vlad, tmura, and the chalifot. Talmud lamar al zevach hatodah. You have to bring the bread al zevach hatodah. What does that teach you? Todah tunah lechem velo vlada utmurata v'chalifata tunah lechem. Only the original todah, but not the others. What's going on in this pasuk is, on the one hand, there's things that are included, like yakriv, which means other things also in the ve'im. But then we have the yakrivenu, and the alzevach hatodah, you bring the chalot matzot, etc. That was limiting. Okay, so while we're sort of expanding certain things, we're limiting it in other ways. Okay, so we're limiting in the fact that you don't bring it with bread, but we are expanding it in the fact that the tmur and the vlad and the chalifot all are brought also as a korban todah. Now we're moving on to Ola. New Mishnah. Tmurat Ola. Vlad Tmura. Vlad Tmura. And then Vlada. Uvlad Vlada ad sof kol adorot. Harei elu ke Ola. V'tunim hefshet v'dituach v'kalil ha'ishim. Okay, whatever's true, right? You have to take off the skin of the hide of the Ola before you sacrifice, before you burn it on the Mizbeach. And the entire thing gets burned. Okay? All those laws apply also to the Tmura and to the Vlad. That's the first part of the Mishnah. There's no machloket, although we'll see, maybe there is a machloket, just it doesn't say so. The second part of the Mishnah, there's a machloket. And the question is going to be, is there a machloket in both cases, or is it just the second part? Hamafrish nikeva la'ola, we saw this the other day. If you separate a female for an ola, which you can't do, v'yalda zachar, and that female gave birth to a male offspring, yir'eh ad shi'istae v'yimacher v'yavi b'damav ola. So you have to leave that zachar in order till it gets a mum. Then you redeem it, and with that money you buy a korban ola. Rabbi Elazar omer, hu atzmo yikrav ola. Rabbi Elazar says, no, you can actually take that zachar and sacrifice it as an ola. So the first question of the Gemara is, maishna resha delo plige, maishna sefa de plige. Why do Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim disagree? Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, this problem with the girsi here, it should be Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim disagree about the second part of the Mishnah, about the Mafrish Nekevah Ola, but they don't disagree about the first part. Okay, about the Tmurat Ola and the Vlad Tmurat, it seems like they both agree that it's Nikrav Ola. So we're going to have some different explanations. Amar Abba Bachana, B'machloket Shnuya, B'Rabbi Elazari. Okay, really, the first part of the Vlad Tmurat and Ola is also a source of machloket, and it's really only Rabbi Elazar who holds in the second case that the Zachar of the offspring of a female that was separated to be an Ola could be sacrificed as an Ola. Likewise, he says in the first part, is his opinion, that it could be sacrificed, the Tmura and the Vlad of an Ola. Any Ola could be sacrificed as an Ola, and Chachamim actually disagree. The Rava Amar, Filu Tema Rabbanan, no, you could also say it was Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pligi ale de Rabbi Elazar, ela gabe mafrish nekeva la Ola. De ime lo kreva, the only time where they would say that the Vlad can't be sacrificed as an Ola is when the mother was sacrificed as was designated as an Ola, and therefore it, since the mother couldn't have been sacrificed, therefore this also couldn't. Aval Tmura, but in the case of a Tmura, De'ime nami kreva afilu rabbanan modu. But they would agree that in the case of Tmurat Ola, where the mother could have gotten sacrificed, right, the mother, or the It doesn't really mean mother here. It's meaning the original animal could have been sacrificed as an ola. It was a perfectly good animal. It's just that you sent it instead of the animal and bringing a different one. So in that case, Rabbanan would be mode that it can be sacrificed as an ola. So in which case, according to Rava, they don't actually disagree. And according to Rabba Barbachana, they do disagree. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring a contradiction about to Rabbi Elazar for what he said in the Mishnah. Umi amar Rabbi Elazar yikrav olahu atzmo. When he said that the vlad of a nekeva, the yirum afresh, the vlad could be sacrificed as an ola, uraminu. This seems to contradict another Mishnah, a Mishnah that we're going to see on Kaf Amud Bet. Tmurat asham, vlad tmura, uvlada, uvlad vladas at sof kol haolam. Yiru ad shista'avu v'yimachru v'yiplu d'mehen l'nedava. Okay, this is about an asham. Okay, so the tmura, the vlad, and all that, and all the future generations, all have to be left to graze, and then you take the money and you buy korban ola. Rabbi Eliezer Omer yamutu. He says, no, you have to leave them actually to die. You can't actually take the money and buy an ola with them. They have to be left to die. There's nothing you could do with them. Rabbi Elazar Omer, and here's the important part. What does he say about the Asham? Yavi b'dimeyam ola. You take the money and you bring a korban ola. Okay? As opposed to, right now, the Tanakama had said, you bring l'nidava, they go to the nidava for the tzibur. They go into the shofarot, and from there they buy communal olot. But Rabbi Elazar says, no, you bring the owner of that korban Asham, takes this and right takes the tamura or the vlad of the asham, and he buys with it money for a korban ola for himself. So now, what does it sound like? Bidamim in hu atzmo lo. Sounds like you can't actually sacrifice the vlad or the tamura, right? It sounds like you can only take the money and sacrifice it as korban ola, but you can't actually sacrifice them themselves. And in our Mishnah, he said it could be karev as an ola. So Amar Rav Chista can have two answers. Rav Chista says Rabbi Elazar l'divrehem de Rabbanan kamarlehu. They were actually speaking only l'shita chachamim. He says like this: l'didi svira le dafilu vlad nami kreva l'shem ola. I think we could take the vlad and sacrifice as a korban ola. But l'didchu damaritu lo yikrevu. But according to you, who said it can't be sacrificed, at least agree with me, though you claimed that they go la nidavav the tzibor. But I think you should admit that they go to a nidvat yachid, because in the case of an asham, in the case of an ola, you think the vlad goes to the tzibor. But in the case of an asham, where the extra money is supposed to go to buy a korban yachid, you should agree with me that they go, by the ola, Chachabim said that the ola, you sell the money, right, and you buy b'damav ola, right, you buy communal offerings. But lefachot and the asham, you should say that it goes in l'idvat yachid. And then they said back to him, what do you mean? Motarot l'nidvat zibor asli. Even the motar of an asham should also go to nidvat zibor. Okay? So just to review, we have Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah who said that huatzmo yikrav ola, the tmurat, right, the tmurav an ola, or the vlad of a tmurav an ola, or the vlad of an ola, according to Rabbi Elazar, is sacrificed as an ola. Then we have this other Mishnah, which seems to contradict, because there he says only the damim go to an ola. It sounds like it itself isn't sacrificed as an ola. And there they're talking about a tmura asham and the vlad of a tmura also, or the vlada of a tmura, of an asham. And they explain that there Rabbi Elazar is talking only according to Chachamim. And they're saying, Chachamim, you think that when things go l'olat nedava, they go l'olat nidvat zibur. And I think you should say that they go la'olat yachid. Okay, but not that he actually thinks that they go la'olat yachid. He thinks, right, which is just a voluntary ola offering. He himself thinks they should be sacrificed as an ola. A different answer is given by Rav. Rav amar ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Elazar hu atzmo yikrav ola. Ela b'mafrish nekeva la'ola. De'i kashem ola alimo. he distinguishes between a case of someone who's mafresh in a kevala olam, and then he's going to distinguish between our Mishnah and that Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we're talking about someone who's mafresh in a keva. There is shame ola alimo. What's the shame ola? Because the mother could be brought as a female could be brought as an olat ha'of. So since there is such a thing, it would work. Aval gabei vlad tmurat asham. There's an issue with the girsa there. When it talks about a vlad of a tmura of an asham, the offspring of a substitution of an asham, which was one of the cases brought in the Mishnah, and daf kaf, delek hashem ola alimo. In that case, there is no ola for the mother because it was an asham. Mode Rabbi Elazar de bidamav in, but huatzmo lo karev. Right, you read it bidamav in with the value you can bring an ola, but huatzmo does not get sacrificed. Okay, and that's because in that case it's coming mikach a korban that couldn't have been brought as an ola. Okay, so there it was the vlad of an asham, the tmura of an asham, the vlad of a tmura of an asham. All those cases, the vlad himself could have been brought as an ola. The original one could have been brought as an ola, and therefore it doesn't get sacrificed as an ola. Okay, tomorrow we'll start with a question on this answer of Rava.